The opinions expressed in the following program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Positive Thoughts with Uncle Tim. I am your host and I'm here again to welcome you to another blessing, man. You know, we run around. Sometimes we don't even realize how blessed we are. And to start with myself, I've run into that problem, man, where I've ran around, you know, complaining, you know, negative energy for no apparent reason, man. So I start with saying that when I found patience and forgiveness, man, it opened up a lot of doors for myself. Let me just start there. So with forgiveness, I stopped holding on to a lot of things, man. You know, forgiveness is a blessing blocker. Let me just tell y'all that, because I had to learn it myself. This is how I know. Let's stop holding on to things. Forgiveness can open up a whole new world for you, because you're not holding on to those things that we brought into this adulthood. So in my eye, in my mind, you know, a lot of the labels that was added on to me, you know, from a child to a teenager to a adult, a lot of it was self-inflicted. You know, I did some things growing up that I probably should not have done or been into. But those labels came with those things, you know, whether it was not achieving in school fast enough. You know, I flunked to so many grades. And, you know, those negative stigmas carry over into adult and teenage years. This is why I say have patience, because once you become an adult and once you start finding the real true purpose for why you're here and what's your direction now, because now say what, you're 21, 25, some people get it faster and become someone. Some people get it later on in life and find out who they become and find a purpose. But in that journey of going in that direction, you must have some forgiveness within you, and you must have that patience. The forgiveness will open your mind so that you're able to worry about the things that concern you. When there's no forgiveness within us, we spend a lot of inner thoughts on past stuff. I was gonna cuss, but it's past stuff that has nothing to do with the present, that has nothing to do with where you're going in life. I had to figure that out. Man, I carried around so much baggage, man, just about the words and the labels that was put on me. You know, and you got to think, these labels put on to a youth, you know, regardless of whom or what. You know, these are things that I did here, you know, and these things affected me growing up. You know, so I had to realize that at a certain point, like, look, let's stop, let's slow down, and let's forgive the things that was said upon me, the things that kind of shaped and molded me. You know, if I heard I was lazy, if I heard that I was, you know, no good, if I heard that I'm not going to be nothing, all these are layers that I have to shed once I become an adult and say, wait, I'm not a loser. I'm not worthless, you know. But when you hear those things growing up, you know, from any avenue, you could take a pick, you know, from a household, from outside the household, to a school, to any system. These are the things that we need to let go. Once I found the let go of you know, that all that inner hatred, inner confusion about where I put, what's my position in life, you know, these things that hold us back. Find forgiveness, one. Once you find forgiveness, I guarantee you it'll clear your path in your mind, in your feelings, in your emotions, and you'll be able to focus on yourself. You know, I spent a lot of time focusing on negative thoughts about how I was treated. You know what I'm saying? Let's just go there. You know, we've been treated so many different ways. You know, like I say, I was in the streets, man. And we don't have no therapist, man. We don't have no counselors, no guidance counselors. We don't have a lot of things, because we put ourselves out there in the street, for one. And so now we're out here. All that betrayal, all that backstabbing, all that going back and forth over a couple of dollars, you know, with guys that you're supposed to be friends with, you know, and it takes a toll on a person, man. So now you leave that, and now you say, okay, where's my direction now? And you know, some people leave that, and then they carry that garbage and that baggage onto a whole nother life, man. And for you to advance, you're gonna have to let go of that garbage and that baggage, man. It's hard because you ain't got nobody to talk to. Half the people don't even care. Excuse me. You put yourself in this. You know what I'm saying? That's the first thing looking at it is like, you know, you can't expect no sympathy from me because you put yourself through this, you know? So that's why I say that for myself, I had to go within and find that inner peace and that inner forgiveness and that inner patience, man. It was a must. And once I started doing that, I started losing weight. I started getting my handsomeness back. You know, I started feeling better about myself. I was more motivated about myself. But when I was carrying around all that baggage about how people treated me, the things that I had been through, the things that I heard, I had to cut it out of my life like a cancer, man. It don't apply to me. You know what I'm saying? I'm a grown man. Anything that was said from that time of my unconsciousness and me just running around as a youthful person, you know, it is what it is. But once I became a man and I started thinking about things in a different format, I learned how to let that go because it serves me no use. It serves no purpose in my life going forward, no matter whether it was true or not, whether I deserved what I heard or not. Today, that's not me. I shedded all of that. I'm not nothing that those labels suggested I was. And that's what gave me the freedom to move forward, really, though. You know, that was really the key, because I stopped holding on to that them feelings of, you know, people play you, man. People will play the heck out you, man. And, you know, and we be loyal, man. You know, I'm a loyal individual. You know, I stand on that. You know, if you know me, man, that if I'm with you, I'm with you. If I'm not, I'm still with you. You know what I'm saying? But maybe in a different format, but if I'm with you, I'm with you, man. And it's a lot of other people like that. And when we go into these situations, man, and it's not just the streets, man. You know, I know people that ain't even been in the streets that been backstabbed, ran over, forgotten by friends, families. You know, we all got our own different situations. You know, I just speak on the streets because that's where I kind of got lost at. Your situation may be totally different, but I know you have been misused. I know you have been abused. I know you have been misguided. I know you have been misdirected. I know you have been labeled. And so, like, hey, let's forgive all of that, man. You know, we can't take that into the future, man. It don't help us. If you use it as a tool to not forget. I seen the, what was the movie we watched yesterday? One Night in Miami, or something like that, with Cassius Clay, Malcolm X, Sam Cooke, and Jim Brown. They all met up in a hotel in Miami. And it was eye-opening. You know, and Jim Brown, he had this incident where he was going into the, you know, he's a football guy, ran so many yards. He had a conversation on the porch with a prominent person from their town. And I'm not gonna tell the whole story, but a situation happened and it stuck in his mind. And that's why he ran so hard in football. That's why he just punished so many people as he ran, because he never forgot. You know, he always kept that in his head and that fueled him. Now you're gonna use it, your past as fuel to achieve. That's great. I choose to do that sometimes too. I do my Kobe Bryant moment. I do my Michael Jordan, you know, my Jim Brown, and I find something. And I use it as motivation, man. Even sometimes I ask people for help and I hear a no. Without no malice, and I know that's hard to believe, without no malice and no, it's not, none of that. Just saying, I take my no's like my yeses. But that no not gonna stop me. That no still gonna make me push harder. You know, I'm not gonna let no stop me, man. It's been through a lot and ain't stopped me, so I know the word no ain't gonna stop me. I can't allow it. So just to start there, if you're using things from your past as a motivation to get through and to feel the drive, that's commended. That's a good thing to do. Anything out of that, you know, pitying, sorrow for yourself, crying and whining about spilt milk 30 years ago, you know, let's pick that up, man, and leave that in the past where it's at, and find a way to forgive, find a way to move forward, you know, find a way to just get through that so you can have a clear path to where you're heading now. The past is the past. We're trying to go forward and to get through them doors and to get through that alleyway. We're going to have to remove some stuff. You know, it's a narrow road to get there. So you got to kind of remove some stuff to make it easier access to get past, man. You know, and that's how I was able to forgive. And that's why I'm so happy now, man, because I have every reason to be sad, but I won't be. I can't be. You know, I've been done bad, been in the bad situations more than a lot of people that I know. And I'm happier than a lot of people that I know. And they ain't been through half of what I've been through. So that's why I say, man, you got to give forgiveness in your heart. We're going to touch on patience, too. I was able to be patient with myself. I found patience in myself because I would always beat myself up. You know, people be looking at me crazy when I be talking like that. You know, they like, oh, you like this type ain't true. Like your mind don't tell you that you be on some sucker stuff, or your mind don't tell you that you can't win. You get what I'm saying? Like my mind is powerful. It gives me positive thoughts. It gives me negative thoughts. I could choose. I have to choose which ones to follow. I've followed negative thoughts. I've had that, man, F them people. You know what I'm saying? And I ran with that negative thought. Not no more. You know what I'm saying? When that negative thought arrived, I shut it down, man. It may even dwell. You know, I may even have to really sit down and meditate and ask myself, why are you feeling like this? What is it within you that has you in an uproar? You know, because now I'm warm within myself, you know. And it happens, man. You know, sometimes I want to be the positive person. And then sometimes my mind has that, it's poking for some action. It wants to see a negative, you know. And I can allow it, or I could be diligent and say, man, I'm not even going to let it, you know, go that far. And then I got to stomp it out. I got to douse some water on the fire. You know, I got to sit and meditate, or go get that negative energy off of me by working out, by running, walking. If you have a journal, it ain't got to be a journal. Just get you a notebook. And sometimes write those issues out within you, you know, no matter what it is, how you feeling. If it's all cuss words, put it on some paper, man. Man or woman, put it on some paper, you know. Get those thoughts out, you know. If you got to go out and do some yelling, man, in the forest, man. Whatever works, man. But you cannot hold it in. So that's where you find your patience at, you know. Don't let yourself tell yourself you're not worthy. Don't let yourself tell yourself you're not worthy. It will. You know, I've had situations, like I say, I left Michigan with the intent on changing my life. It wasn't easy, man. You know, I know reasons why I shouldn't be succeeding. You know, like I say, I didn't do well in school at all, you know. But when I have patience for myself, I can tell myself that, man, listen, don't worry about that part, man. Only thing you have to do is just figure it out your way. You know, when I figure things out my way, and, you know, I might not figure it out Joe way. I might not figure it out Susan way or anybody else's. But I have the common sense, the God-given sense to break it down my way. What makes sense for me? You know, I've been traumatized as a kid. We got locked in a room. I ain't gonna say locked, but Uncle loved us so much, man. My unks, they made a multiplication board, man. And you start to get put in, we would just sit in the room after school, you know, come from home from school and, you know, get our little foods and little laughs. And then at some point we going into this room, man, and Uncle, like, y'all got to study. And when you come out of here, you need to have this right. And, man, do you know the pressure I was under? You know, man, to this day, I find it hard to do multiplication problems in public or on the spot. Like if I had to go to a board and say it, do it on the spot, I couldn't. But if I had a piece of paper and I wrote it down, had my time, I could take my time, I could do it. But it took a long time for me to shed that fear, man. You know, that negative feeling of, you know, excuse me, that thing followed me, man. You know, those feelings follow me all the way into the adulthood. And this is why I'm talking about patience, man. because we have to shed that, man. You know, that no fears followed me all the way up until I left Grand Rapids and went to Memphis to change my life with the same man that had the multiplication board up, you know, and it was for the best. It was for the best. But just to say that, you know, we carry on baggage. We have to find that patience. And that's when I found patience on. Look, calm down, man. You know, this is me talking to myself. And you should do it too. It's healthy. It's healthy. Don't let nobody tell you you're crazy for talking to yourself. If you don't feel your mind, if I don't fill my mind with what I need to, somebody else going to fill it with garbage. Just know that. If I don't take the time out to program myself, to educate myself, to redefine myself, someone's going to do it, man. I'm going to be influenced by some music, by a friend, by a girl that I like. You know, you're going to get influenced by something, man. We being programmed daily by what we watch. So the news going to program what I hear, the radio going to program what I hear, my friends going to program what I hear and feel. Or I could do it myself. I can hear what goes on in the world. I can hear what goes on around me. But at the end of the day, it's my personal choice on what I choose to adhere to, what I want to go by, you know what I'm saying? And what I want to attach myself to. So I learned how to step away. You know, I can hear the chatter. I can hear the things that are going around me, but I don't have to react off of it. You know, it's that person's opinion. You know, I've been in situations where I've let that person's opinion and feelings move me on the situation that I'm a loyal friend and I feel you and you know, I'm a ride with this situation. I have no business riding with no situation that doesn't put me in a safe place. I've risked my life for friends, family, women, anybody you could think of, and I'm sure y'all have too. So let's be patient, man. As we going into this new year of self-development, we going to practice that patience and forgiveness. You got to have patience with yourself. Don't beat yourself up, man. We have plenty of years to get out of line. We have plenty of years to get those labels attached to us. We have plenty of years, man, to do the wrong thing. So now that you're going in the right direction, now that you choose to go in the right direction, have patience for yourself, man. Let's not beat ourselves up. You know, that's the word I want. Don't beat yourself up. You know, don't let your mind beat you down about what you used to do, about what you're not doing. You know, a lot of people say that they should be farther ahead in life. I had to deal with that myself. Man, I'm so-and-so and I should be there. Nah, I shouldn't be nowhere. I'm right where I need to be in life. God predicted. God has set it up. I just have to do my part. I just have to realize when it's my time to let go of the childish things and move forward as a man. And it took me almost 40 years to move forward as a man. I spent a lot of years still running around as a teenager, a young thug, you know, and I wasn't young. You know, I was in my 30s, still doing kids things. But we outgrow things at our own time, you know, and at the proper time. So with that being said, patience, forgiveness is key, you know, it's paramount. It's going to help you. Trust and believe, you know, start with the forgiveness. Work your way to a patience, you know what I'm saying, for yourself. Then on the last note, I would say knowledge of self. What does knowledge of self mean? Knowledge of self is really just being aware of you, man. When you're knowledge of self, you're not influenced by the outside world. You know, I'm no longer influenced by the outside world. I'll start with myself. I'm no longer influenced by the outside world. My best influence comes from within. You know, I listen to the voice within me, you know, the positive voice within me. The negative, we war sometimes, you know, because I have to either shut it down, you know, when I hear negatives, or I have to find a way to curb that thought. You know, so to move forward in life, you have to have that knowledge of self. And that's just understanding who you are, your purpose. You know, you have to find your purpose. It took me a long time to find my purpose. Like I say, coming up and going through situations that I put myself through, you know, what is my purpose after that? You know what I'm saying? I got to shed all these labels first. I have to get through everything that was attached to me first before I could find my purpose, because the purpose that I heard growing up got me thinking I'm worthless. The purpose I heard growing up, you know, got me thinking that I'm not capable. And all that's a lie, man. I'm just as capable of anybody as anybody else, man. I'm just as smart as anybody else. You are too. Let's stop putting those labels and stigmas on us. They don't apply till today. Now, if you're still carrying on with the same situation that you was younger, then it does apply to you. Let me start there. It does apply to you. But if you're not, and you're making a conscious effort to develop yourself, then, hey, it's time to let all of it go. You know, don't take none of it with you. It's all bad baggage. Let it all go and start fresh. Everyone has a choice to start fresh. Every new day is a new day to start a fresh day. The past is the past, man. I don't care what you heard. The past is the past. Don't take it tomorrow. Don't take it into the next day, man. I read something where it say, don't go to sleep angry. And I find that that's a real, real, real true statement. If you go to sleep mad, you're going to wake up bringing that same energy into the next day. You know how mad, you know how insane you got to be to take a situation from one day into the next? If that situation ain't that somebody killed somebody in your family or someone really scorned you, you know, it's some certain things that are allowed. But if it's about a he say, she say, if this is about some type of frivolous conversations, frivolous arguments, frivolous debate, you know, people are debate about anything, man. You know, people are debate about Trump all day. But when you talk to them about credit, they ain't got nothing to say. They're going to shut you down fast, you know. But that's just to say that a person will go to bed mad about debating about politics and wake up mad tomorrow debating about politics. I don't think politics should have a person going to bed that mad and waking up the next day furious to argue again. You that passionate about something that it really doesn't have anything to do with you. It has everything to do with us, but it has really nothing to do with us, you know, because at the end of the day, I'm an individual. Regardless of what goes on in the White House, the Blue House, the Black House, the Capitol. It affects the masses. Not just singularly me. It does affect me to a point. It affects me as much as I allow it to affect me. You know what I'm saying? As much as I allow it to affect me. And I'm just not letting things affect me nowadays, you know? I move forward with the consciousness that it is what it is, you know? But at the end of the day, I'm in control of my feelings. I'm in control of my direction. And I'm in control of finding my purpose. And with those three things, I'd rather hold on to that than anything outside the world that's going to take me out of that focus. And with that focus, I shall conquer my dreams. I shall conquer my desires. And you shall too. You know? And that's my 15 minutes. I'm hoping to have a guest soon. We should be opening back up in some way, some format. And when we do, you'll see a guest and we'll see a better podcast going forward and forward and forward. I can only get better. Bless. Have a blessed day.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the producer and not necessarily those of WKTV Community Media.